Mike here, and as promised, here's my salvaged original rating for our review of Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. The only reason that this didn't show up in the final review was that by the time we did that recording, as previously mentioned, that was actually the third time Mickey and I had done it. I was like, I don't want to go off again, but there was some thoughts that I had in that previous recording that will probably be a little, shall we say, inflammatory for some members of the Star Wars community, but it's less me looking to argue or troll and more me just being frankly honest about how I feel. So one more thing before we get to the clip, which is simply that you'll notice in a few of our upcoming episodes that we keep making references to the holidays, even though it's now going to be late January, if not February, by the time some of these are seen. Quite simply, we had recorded like probably 6 episodes in late November, early December, and since this show is not really known for planning, I didn't know how many we would need in order to really cover the holidays, so, well, too many is better than too few, what can I say? With that, let's cut to the clip. Before I give my rating and thoughts, I do just want to say that I have a number of friends in the geek community here who, with this movie, were basically just like, you know what? I'm just happy that I got to finish this saga in theater, and that's all I wanted. And I respect your view there. I also completely disagree with it in every way, because frankly, I think that kind of attitude from the general fandom is how you get movies like this. There's part of me that wants to give this a 0 so badly, but unlike the only film that I have given a 0 on this show, Cats, Disney at least had the decency to release a finished product. And on the one hand, like I said before, the visual effects and the action sequences were well done. And the actors are clearly trying their hardest with the material they've been given. And I will always give actors like the utmost respect and credit for that. Because like the simple fact, like they're doing their best with absolute garbage. With that in mind, this is, as a Star Wars fan, this is an absolute insult. Like I said at the start, I hate this movie. When you have a character like Rey, who has become so important to so many people, and you create a trilogy where her development only works if you watch the entire thing backwards, you have done this character an absolute disservice. When you clearly had no plan whatsoever, and you bring back a director who claims to be a Star Wars fan, but fucks up the end of a major, important franchise in every way imaginable. And add to that the simple fact that, like, right over here, you have The Mandalorian, you have Clone Wars, you have Rebels. Dave Filoni is right there! Like, this is absolute unacceptable garbage, and as fans, we are well within our rights to deserve better. We should be demanding better from Disney and Lucasfilm should be utterly ashamed of themselves. The best I can give this movie is a 0.5. Like I said, this is literally everything not to do to end a franchise. And in all seriousness, Natasha, you're gonna love this. I apologize to the prequel trilogy for every bad thing I've ever said.
Oh, I'm going to save that and put that on a picture frame or something.
Go ahead. Genuinely, I am sorry. Because as bad as that prequel trilogy was, this movie is like Kathleen Kennedy and J.J. Abrams went, challenge accepted.
See, at least though with Force Awakens, Abrams had Lawrence Kasdan, who did some of the originals.
True.
And then he didn't, so...
Like, with 7, 8, and 9, what this should have been was, with 7, you got the very safe, old-school Star Wars that would bring back fans. And I'm fine with that, with the caveat, you get one. One! And then 8 should have been kind of that midpoint of kind of old Star Wars, but... bringing it into that new direction that these new writers, directors, and producers wanted to go, which, like the last idea, we more or less got that. But apparently, according to the Star Wars fandom, you're not allowed to have people making the movie that actually have some semblance of an idea of what they're doing. And with 9, what we should have had, and yes, Carrie Fisher's death would have made this rather difficult, but this should have been wrapping up the stories of like Luke, Leia, Lando, and so forth, because apparently the only way you survive up to episode 9 is if your character's name starts with L, and even then that doesn't quite work.
No, it shouldn't have been about them at all. I mean, they had their finale in in Return of the Jedi. This was about the new generation.
Yeah.
I think that 9 should have been... Well, I mean, we'll all have our own opinions and whatnot, but 9 should have been trying to take down power-hungry Kylo Ren. There shouldn't have been anything else. So obviously, no. He's just going to fester and get worse, but no, he always has to be subservient to somebody else. No, he sees the power. He's got it now. Let's take him out. That should have been it.
Yeah, like when I say about the original characters, I mean that in more of a like supporting role, passing the torch, yeah, so to speak.
Because yeah,
this should have set up Rey, Finn, and Poe for their own trilogy somewhere down the line.
Just their own stories, but something.
God knows, Disney, why would they ever set up an opportunity for a future franchise? No, we can't do the smart writing thing.
No, it is what it is, and we just go on from here. So, obviously, you know, there are people out there that love it, but, I mean, we're clearly part of the group that doesn't, so...
Oh, yeah.
It
is what it is, and we'll see where Star Wars goes from here. Next thing is what,
Mandalorian, and then Kenobi at some point. So.
Yeah. But just to wrap up my thoughts here, I still
there's
remember.
More,
oh yeah.
TV shows.
Yeah. I still remember like when I saw this in theater. I was with Trevor, and after we left, he was just singing the praises of this movie, and I'm standing there looking at him like, I want to go with you on this, but I'm not sure what movie you actually watched.
I sobbed for the rest of the night. And not in a good way. But, well, we know I have a lot of feelings, so. But, yeah, it is what it is. I mean, it's such a big property that it wouldn't be any surprise that we see more down the line. But for now, you know, that's it for the next, what, 20, 30 years. So.
Don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.